I'm sitting here with Ella in the park, and so my first question for you is, why are you in Freiburg right now?
I came to make a presentation of my book in a place that has been affected by forest destruction for profit, monetary profit. And yes, I want to accompany those that are facing repression. Yes.
Your book, it's a story of disidentification. What does this mean to you?
Essentially, it's disidentifying with the ego, which I think people can get a lot caught up in with activism and forgetting why they want to move in society. Yeah, anonymity was our strategy. It still is, to keep each other safe, ourselves. And also to be in solidarity with those on the border that don't have the papers to show and get access to safe places.
You were in prison for like a lot more than 1 year. So what helped you during this time the most?
Yeah, especially realizing why I was there. You know, we're fighting to not just protect nature, but to really integrate with it. So, yeah, I stayed there anonymously to get that message out of what our needs really are, that are dependent on the natural world. And if we're destroying that, we're destroying ourselves. So,
in your zine, you were also writing that you, for example, gathered herbs there. And yeah, what like gave you strength to like stay anonymous and like, yeah, keep the fight on?
Oh, so gathering herbs and staying anonymous. Yeah, keeping up the connection with nature just in any way, like whether it's just being able to look out the window or to put one's feet on the grass. Yeah, what kept me strong? I think for the most part, people who were writing to me and telling me of how the story was getting out, that people were taking this seriously. Especially groups that were writing to me, you know, it wasn't just individuals, but they were really enacting what it means to be like a tribe of people, you know, with an aim.
You wrote a zine or a book, and now it came out in German as well. Who should read this zine, and so what do you want to tell with it?
Anyone that is interested in protest should read it, because when facing opposition, they will try push us down, and to be prepared for that, to be prepared for the worst cases. We can imagine them and somehow make them okay before they happen. Yeah, it's why I got it translated into German, because the world can see the repression is quite hard here, so at least there's people on the inside that are working to alleviate that somehow.
What I found super impressive is that you were vegan for a long time, and you also stayed vegan in prison. And how do you get along with your comrades, which are also fighting with you, but which are not anti-speciesist?
Well, I think any anti-movement is based on compassion. So, yeah, enacting that compassion with comrades as well. Everyone is on their journey with different levels of knowledge and ability. So yeah, we lead by example and just stick to our values, and this is how we stay strong as well. It's, yeah, one can call it alignment. It's like thoughts, words and actions. And if we let go of that, then we may be unhappy. So yeah, it's a warning.
When you have to keep it in like short sentences, what would you say is wrong with this world? What are we doing wrong here?
Okay, first I want to step out of the binary right and wrong because it's all perspective, you know. But yeah, and bring it back to needs. Like there are some fundamental, not just human, but yeah, basic needs that need to be met. So being honest about what those are, maybe society doesn't really accept those at the moment, but hey, like for example, comfort is a need, you know? Closeness is a need. Yeah, not just meeting them for ourselves, but for each other and realizing that we are connected. I think the illusion that we are separated is creating a lot of suffering. That we can harm another and not be affected, it's an illusion, and this needs waking up from. So,
In your talk before, you were talking about your inner voice that you have as a child and that society takes it from you. So, what did you mean by that? Can you maybe re-explain it for people?
So this came from the chapter on imprisonment hacks, and yeah, I gave the example of why I stayed in prison so long, and it was an intuitive answer that, hey, by me staying here, a lot more could come, a lot more change could come, a lot more awakening could come. And it made me like put down the phone to my lawyer saying, today says, yeah, I give up. No. Like, yeah, something is telling me that there's more to this journey. So, yeah, just to remind people that everyone has an inner voice, and the more that would get ignored, the more it doesn't speak. So, really paying attention and just noticing it, that it is there.
So about the climate justice movement, because right now it feels like the climate justice movement and also the movements that are trying to protect the planet, they lost so many battles. So what gives you strength in like keep on fighting?
Things that we want, we may not achieve in our lives, and maybe that's okay. Like really finding the joy in, yeah, fighting for these things together, I find more important. For me, like I want the abolition of prisons. I would be super happy if that could happen in my lifetime, but it could be passed on to the next generation, and we've already built a foundation. So, winning or losing, it's another binary, but really identifying successes and achievements as well and celebrating those. This is gonna uplift our emotions and give us more energy as well to fight on.
What are your thoughts about the DT? It's like for everyone, it's a forest in Freiburg which was cut to build a new village, and yeah, it was cut last December. And so, what are your thoughts about that?
More feeling, super sad. Yes, I also see it as an illusion that we need more little villages when there are already so many that have been abandoned, really, and could just be, you know, life brought back into them instead of taking away such beautiful, needed forest that is really taking carbon out of the atmosphere and creating homes for other beings. Yeah, and as I said in the talk, that you know, it was a symbol against property as well. Like, we were there temporarily, staying in the forest, not paying any rent, not paying any mortgage, which is really keeping people as slaves to work, going to jobs that they do not like. And this also needs to be realized. It may be a painful realization, but this is the world we're living in, and it's not fair.
Is there something else you want to share?
I mean, anger is a real emotion, but really that we need to sit with, and we need to move through all the difficult emotions, and then let us rise to a state of inspiration and, yeah, move from what the feeling of being happy, like, what would that look like? What would that feel like? Yes. So, a world of freedom, yes, would make me very, very happy. And I'm happy to move towards that in whichever way I can, whether it's writing a book or speaking about experience or sharing with others.